cheer number four.
Will sein euch im Gimmelfochen, dass er neu ist im Gimmelfochen. Sagt es. Behaude leuke Oma, begwill Wortfochen. Schon der Leunite le Meima, warum lecho lecho? When I have a mistake, that it means that everyone has to give six. Mention already. It's the head of a chidush. If we would say that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even in a case that the chalokim are not shoveh, everyone has to give three, so we have a yishim and kushiyas teisus. Frag teisus akash, v'im toima, amai itzfarich lemitne midas gvil v'gozis, kevon de tnan hakol kemina gamedine, why the Tana has to write down Midas Gvil Vegozis? Why the Tana has to write down the Midas Gvil Vegozis? Say, Hakul Kemina Gamedina, Kmoishenogu Kenyasu. As a Orebe Pshat. is stelling a kasha, why the Tana writes down Midas Gvil Vegozis. Say, Hakul Kimina Gamedina, Ukmoishenog, Ukain Yasu. They will do what? Why you have to write down 6, 5, 4, 3? So what is the kasha? Why the Tana writes down the numbers? Just say Hakul Kimina Gamedina. And if you say Hakul Kimina Gamedina, Bemele, everything is included. The Ramban, when the Ramban stells the kasha, he stells it a little bit different. Not why the Tana writes down the numbers. He has a much larger question. Why the Tana writes down the qualities? The sug. The oid. Why the Tana writes down the numbers? I say the Ramban starts the kasha. The same kasha of Tesis. Tesis tells the kasha why it says the numbers. The Ramban, yesh ledak the Hakul kemina medina vehakul bichlal lomo porat kol eilu veoy lomo lemidnes and reason shloisho hari hakul kemina gamedina. Thesis is only asking the second question: why the numbers? The Ramban asks the kasha: why the kind and why the numbers? And the medayek that Thesis doesn't mean to ask both and only to ask one. First, I see the Ramban says, why you write all of the kinds, and why you write the numbers. And Thesis is only asking on the numbers. Oh, but to add a mirror deal, look at the Dibur HaMaschil of Thesis. Megvil zenoisen gimel vezenoisen gimel. The Ramban's Dibur HaMaschil is the beginning of the Mishnah. Mogushna alivis gvil gozis kvisin levelim. Hakul kemina gamedina. So why you write the rhyme gvil gozis? Just say hakul kemina gamedina. Tesis, the Nachshon, the first line, why it's Gvil Gozis. He's only asking on the numbers. Why it says the numbers? And it says, Hakul Kimina Gamedina. But maybe I could figure this out. Why I need the numbers? Ha'ore. I saw Rabbi Liboruch and the Sefer tells them this. Ha'ore. He says one answer. He says, could be it's the Ramban Leshitoso or Tesis Leshitoso. Tesis, we'll see in a second, Tesis will say that pochis mehutzah v'dafne doesn't help. The Ramban says if the minig is pochis mehutzah v'dafne, you do pochis mehutzah v'dafne. So the mele, lefi the Ramban, the qualities be'etzem is lav dafke. So the mele, he asks as a kasha, don't write bichlal down the kinds. Hakul k'minig ha'medina. Lefi teisves, it's not true. It's the list of the Mishnah, and it's hakul to merabe some of them. If the Tana would just write Hakul Kemina Gamedina, could be I would think everything is included. The Tana writes down kinds, and then he says Hakul Kemina Gamedina, it's Merabe, one more kind that is similar to them. So this is what he wants to answer, Rabbi Baruch. That the Fidei Ramban, that the Maaseh says no kind of quality, everything. What you know, you do. There's no difference in qualities. You could, numbers we'll see later, but the kind of all, you go to feed the meaning. So the Tana Daki doesn't have to write it, so the Mele he's stalling his kasha, not only on the numbers, also on the sugi. Masha'enke, the Tesfes, that the sugim take is an afkemine in the sugim, and not everything is nisrabe le maskone, so the Mele Tesfes did not stall the kasha and the sugim. This is what Rabbi Baruch answers. We could answer another teretz, that it's emes. Why Tesis did not ask the kasha? Why the Tana writes down Gvil Gozis Kvisin Levenim? The Rabbinieina and the Rashba bring down, and we'll speak about it later in the Shir. What happens in a new city that is no minig? Ir Chadosha. They stole the city and there's no minig. What kind of wall you build now? There's no minig in the city. What kind of wall you build in this city? Zogt Rabbi Niene, Levenim. You can't go under the list of the Mishnah. Ah, it says, L'Rabbi Sutza V'Dafne, if it's a specific mimic for Hutza V'Dafne, then Hutza V'Dafne gets included. But B'Stam, what is called a wall? Only the list of the Mishnah. Only the list of the Mishnah is called a wall. What is not in the list of the Mishnah is not called a wall. I say, Zogt Rabbi Niene, ונזי זוג דרש לו בשם רבי ליעל. If this is the pshat, זוכ גבלדי. So not everything is included. When an ir chadosh, there is no minig, what you have to do? Levenim. And if there's no levenim, what you will do? Kvis. So it's the reason that the Tana has to write down this list. And if the Tana would write hakel k'minag ha-medina, so if it's an ir chadosh, what I would do? I would not know what to do. So this is the reason the Tana writes it down. So the meditators cannot ask the kasha why the Tana writes down k'vil goes is kvis in levenim. He wants to tell me, when there's no minig, only these things are a wall. Less than these things are not a wall. Masha'ikin, the Ramban that does ask the kasha, the chul will be muchaf that the Ramban doesn't hold like Rabbi Liyeine. What would be the Ir Chadosho? We'll have to say, maybe even Hutzav and Afma. If you're the Ramban, even in the Ir Chadosho, you will not have to do Leveini. The way that the Ramban shtel the kasha, why the Tana writes down, Gvil Kvisi Leveini? Don't write it down. We'll go weiter. Mikol Mokim, this was Tesis is Kasha. Vim Toim Arama Yitzir Lamit Memidas Gvil Vagozi Skeba Did Not Hakel Kemina Gemedina Kmoi Shinoagu Ken Yasu. Vyashloimar Vim Noagu Yoysel Mivov Begvil Lo Yase. Vechein Kulo Elo Keshira Mefurosh. Umiu Im Noagu Lase Ispochis Mivov Yase. Ve'afilu im noagu b'utzu v'daf me'yase k'le meforesh b'limo. So Tesis answers that the reason the Tana writes down the numbers because im noagu b'yoysel mivov lo yase. But if noagu pochis mivov, then ken yase. But if noagu yoysel mivov lo yase. Why? Why im noagu yoysel mivov lo yase? There's a minig yoiso mivov lo yase. Why if it's a minig yoiso mivov lo yase? Why not? Why yoiso mivov lo yase? Pochis yase, yoiso mivov lo yase. So some want to say, there's no point. Minig shtus doesn't add nothing. 6, 7, 8 stand the same. It's a stav shtus. It's not adding nothing. But we can't learn like that that it's a minak shtus. It's not adding nothing. That's what I call minak shtus, not adding nothing. Because Tesis doesn't know yet the story of minak shtus. He's only mechadish it later. If it's useless, as we call in our words, minak shtus. Yeah? Useless is minak shtus. To do things that are useless are minak shtus. So if Tesis means minak shtus, it's useless. 6, 7, 8, no, same thing, doesn't matter. So the Meile, Tesis doesn't know it. So Reb Nochem explained, and it's poshet, Avade, and I checked it, a wall of 10 stands much more, there's no suffix about it. There's no suffix about it. But the pshat is as it. Chazal will metaken. Chazal will metaken to make a koiso. You already marich on it. There's a din to make a koiso. What is a koiso? A koiso is something that stands. Stands properly. This is what you have to do, not more from that. Chazal said you have to make a wall. But what is called a wall? Chaznish already explained, we said in the first year, there's billions kind of walls in the world. So every city, you find the material that they do, and you make a wall from that. There's no limit. Chazal said, check what they built and build a wall from that. What is a wall? Something that stands. 6 stands. To make extra wall? There's no need to make extra wall. I have to make a wall. 5 doesn't stand. 6 stands. So I have to make a wall that is 6. More from 6? You might could stand better. There's no need to make better. I have to make a wall. I have to make a wall. From what? From the material that people make a wall. Now, what is a wall? Chazal said 6 could stand. Chazal tell us 6 could stand. I don't have to make more. This is the reason Tesis doesn't have to come to me like shoes. About a 7 stand stronger, 8 stronger, 10 stands stronger. About it. But Chazal told me to make a wall that stands. I made a wall that stands. I have a shtarki wall that is standing. I have a shtarki wall. More from six I don't have.
But the Gemara says it's five.
We'll get to the Gemara. More from six is better. But I don't need to make more from better. I need to make a wall. The man is octasis, more from six I don't have to do. And in Leveni, more from three I don't have to do. That is the material of the wall, and I make a good wall from it. What is the chidush? But if it's less from six, if it's a mineg, I could do it. Why? Even the Be'etzim wall needs six. But Minag HaMokoyim could call this also a wall. That is the Chiddush. Five, four, the Minag HaMokoyim could be conveyed to it, a Shem wall. This is the Avone in Tesis. Now just to add Pshat, the Maharam speaks out that why Tesis had to say it. That more from six not, and less from six yes. Could be he says it because this is the truth. Akubi says it, because this is the truth. He has a raya. The Maran speaks it out more from that. It says, Hakun Kiminega Medina. And it says, the numbers. So Mitzadeh Chodetz Mashma, that it limits to the numbers. It's limited to the numbers. Mitzadeh Chodetz Mashma, you could do what you want. So you're right that you could answer that Hakun Kiminega Medina is going on the quality and not on the numbers. Tesis is mashma that it's going also on the numbers. Even as it's interesting that the Tana really says Hakul Kiminega Medina at the beginning, before the numbers. So you could have said that Hakul Kiminega Medina is only on the qualities. But Tesis wanted that it will go also on the numbers, so he said not more from six, but you could do less. Till here it's glad. Now Tesis adds two words. Who said, maybe taki a wall is six, and the same reason I don't have to add on the wall, I can't do less. Zog teisves. The afilu im noagu behutze v'dafne yase, kine meforesh begimor. He has a raya. You can make a wall from hutze v'dafne. So for sure I can make a wall from fire. Frek de welt, a bombe dike kashe. A starke kash. What is the kash? Tesis says more from six not, but less from six yes. Why? The Minhag HaMedina could give it the name of a wall. The raya from Hutzah v'Dafne. I don't understand. Being a better raya from Levanim. Levanim stands in three. So why? How? You don't have to have six. You can make Levanim three. Fisin arba. Why not? Surely, why not? You have a tag only six, I have a raya from Levanim. What you tell me, Levanim is a different material. Hutzah v'Dafne is also a different material. Don't bring, you want to bring the raya from different materials? Tatani, you could do also with 1 millimeter. So what? If you bring me a raya, that I had a tzad, no, six is kodesh. What's the raya? I don't know. What is the shaykhs? Say, I have a raya. You could do even Levanim, Sholosh. And if you tell me that I need a raya, and I need a raya that what? Not. I need a raya. I need a raya not from a different material. So what is the raya? Does it kash? Zog developed a poshta teretz, and this is the emissa teretz. I want this, like this, we could start to get into the inyoni. The teretz is, we mentioned from Rabbi Niyeme that a city that doesn't have a mineg, you do levenim. Aber not hutzah v'dafne. Why not? Because Levanim is a wall, Kfisin is a wall, Gvil is a wall, Gozis is a wall. Hutzah v'Dafne is not a wall. If it's a Mineg, the Mineg makes it a wall. Right? V'Meile, now we said, how much is a wall? Gvil 6, Gozis 5, Kfisin 4, Levanim 3. This is a wall. Now Tesis is Mechadesh, that if it's a Mineg to make Gvil 5, it's also a wall. Who said that a minig could make a wall to become a wall, even if Be'etzim it's not a wall? I have a raya from Hutzah v'Dafne. Hutzah v'Dafne is not a wall. V'oraya, Ir Chadosho, you can't make Hutzah v'Dafne. Ir Chadosho, you have to make Levanim. Again, our question is, Tesis is Mechiach, more from six not, but less than six, Gvil 5 is a wall. V'raya from Mutzah v'dafne. Why? That it's not six. I have a raya from Leveini. The Teretz is Be'ir chadosho Zok ha'biniyene. And we said the taste is v'pashtes. We'll learn like that. You only could use Leveini Gvil. You can't use Mutzah v'dafne. Mutzah v'dafne you only could use in a place that is a minik to do Mutzah v'dafne. You could use Mutzah v'dafne. But if it's not a minik to do Mutzah v'dafne, you can't use Mutzah v'dafne. So Tesis, I have a raya. What was Tesis Suffolk? Maybe Gvil is only six. Like we said, not more. Chazal know what stands. Five, it's not really a wall. It's a shvach matzah. So Tesis, no, the minik, the five could make it a wall. The minik could make it a wall. The minik could make it a wall. So Tesis, I have a raya. Who's a v'dafne? It's not called a wall. Right? The mokum shalay nagu butzav adaf the bir chadosha. That is no minig. You go to the bottom. It's leveini. But if it's a minig of butzav adafne, butzav adafne makes it a wall. The minig makes it a wall. So if the minig can make butzav adafne to a wall, the minig can make chomish to a wall. I think it's a poshta emes of pshat in Tesis. One mashik. The rosh is chaylek in Tesis, and he says no. The numbers are written not more from six and not less from six. Only six. Gvil, only six. Zog the Rosh in Simen Aleph. He has a raya from a Gemara. The Hakul Gimlekoi Elo Iker Amechitzes Kiminigosom Im Begvil Im Begozis Im Begfisi. Vafilu Behutze. אבל שיעור אוהבי הקרוימייס לא היא במנהוג איתה למילסה, אלא בשיעור המפורש במשנסינו. סום המדעי כנראה של הגדת. הכל כמינג המדינה, אם מינג לימייס בגביל, אין חבר היכולים, הרי אני חופ את זה לגוזיס. עוד רשיס גם מתעשה, הכל כמינג המדינה. אם המינג לימייס בגביל, אין היכולים, אז רשי trying to say, it's going on the quality, not on the numbers. ואם נוהגו ביוסר, לא יקייפין אין לי. Stam, someone told me a diuk. Doesn't say shtus. Loi kafin ele. De kilo le rabbonon de loi boi itfe. Not useless. Here are not useless. De kilo le rabbonon de medai de rosh. Look at the rosh. Look at the rosh. God has the rosh. De loi boi itfe. Vinogu bepochois mina goruahu. Vela yazlinen basrei. The Rosh, the Taisa said, you could. The Rosh calls it Mine Gorua. The Kimlo le Rabbonon de Botsu Meochi le Koi ke de Muchach me Gemore. The Koomar, the Kolomema, the Kol Gozis Dalet, Govoya. He have a Chamish of Tfochim Koi ve Iloi Loi, more of Gimlo Mud Alef to his Zabal. Zokta, Chazal no, but it doesn't stand. So it's not good. Taisa says that it's good. The Rabban holds like the Rosh. Zog the Maharsho, what is the Machlekes? Tesis says that you could do five. Rosh holds that you can't do five. So the Maharsho learns that it's a Balabatisha Machlekes. As is Mashma in the Maharsho, that it's a Balabatisha Machlekes. The Maharsho is Mitzai and Tesis and Gimel Omud Aleph, and that Gemara that the Rosh brings down, that Pochis Michomesh Loikoi, Loikoi. כמשפט גוזי שרואי צבני אודם לבני, שיעמד יום עם רבי. אבל it stands. Doesn't stand חזק. אבל it stands. It's not like גוזיס. Not like six. גוזיס, people do it stands for 100 years. This is only 98. אבל it stands. So the מרשו is משמע, is גור גור אבל הבאתי שמחליקס. That the Rosh learns, it פשוט will fall. These choshev stones, if they don't have a base, they can't stand. And Tesis holds that it stands. Balabadish and Machlekes. Zog de Nachlas Dovid is not a Balabadish and Machlekes. It's a Lomdish and Machlekes. Avade on Avade, everyone agrees that it stands. Vohoraya, it stands. Tesis says in Avgimel Avade, it stands. There's no tzad that it doesn't stand. But it stands for 98 years. Not for 100. But when you take gvil, that are very choshev stones, and you make such a wall, until you bring the special cars, you bring the wheels. It's a matzah. And it stands for 98, it's not worth the money. It's a waste of the money. The high. Levenim, three, stand alone as Hogan for 50 years. And it costs $100. Gvil stands for 100 years, costs $1,000. It's worth it. Gvil five stands like Levenim, stands 50 years. Maybe even stands 60 years. But you pay for it $800. It's not worth it. B'meila, Zoshana Nachlas David, he could say, "Eini roitze lehoitzi mos an peros." I don't want to spend my money for no reason. Eini roitze lehoitzi mos an peros. I don't want to spend my money for no reason. What Thesis holds? If Thesis holds that it's not such a difference in the price or not, we'll see later. Maybe a pshat. Mikol Mekoyim, we have a Yisraeli speaker machlekes. The Maharshon learns that Lefi Derosh doesn't stand. It doesn't stand. As I know the Maharshon, it doesn't stand. And Lefi Tesis, it stands. Nachlas David learns that Lefi anyone, it stands. It's not worthwhile. And Tesis holds it. Worthwhile, maybe the answer is different. Zog de Prishe, listen to the beginning. Zog de Prishe, I have a poshte nafkimine. What would it be if you're in a city shenoagu begvil chamesh? If he takes this, you're allowed to? If he's a rosh? You're not allowed to, right? Says one of them, no problem. I want to be koines betoich sheli and build chamesh. You could or you cannot. It's a city shenoagu begvil chamesh. If he takes this, you're allowed to. If he's a rosh, he says, no, you have to build six. Comes one of them and says, "Say them. Instead of building six, I want to be koines betoich sheli and build gvil chomesh. I could be koines betoich sheli and build gvil chomesh or not? Think a second. Solmei, a minute. Prisha. You know how the Prisha written the sefer? He paid. He had a lot of money. He paid for 50 tamid chachomim to sit in his house, and they learned the sugya together, and they written the maskotas." Every piece of Prisha was written 50 times in a Chachamim together.
There was a Chalukah, there wasn't a Chalukah.
For sure they divided it. For sure.
No, now he doesn't want to divide it, because then it'll have to be
a... They divided the Chotzer HaShutvim Shirotzu Lasis Mechitza. You came with Nus Svores, and died to the Ochi. The Gemara says, you made a Chalukah now, and today I have a question. That, we're not going back every time, and died to the Ochi Lo Yisratzois. It's a sug one. Laugh. We learned yesterday a sug here. A person wants to be koines betoich shaloi. Again, lefi teisves avade. When a person is asking a mokim shenagu begvil chomesh, you could make gvil chomesh. It's no problem. Nagu begvil chomesh, you make gvil chomesh. Lefi the rosh, you don't have a right to force him to gvil chomesh. He wants six. Some guy, no problem. I'm building it myself. In my places, zog the prisha. Listen, the goyis of the prisha. I'm looking. Listen, the goyis of the prisha. The goyis of the prisha. Yeah. What is the goyis of the prisha? Zog the razor. Listen, very posh. He says lefi the marsho. He can be goyis betoich shaloi. Why? Loi mi boy lefi the yesh meforshim. That a person could never claim this betoich shaloi behutza bedafne. Here also, you can't be claiming betoich shaloi. It's a very schwache wall. Even if you're in a foreshim that you could be claiming this betoich shaloi behutza bedafne, what we said yesterday, this is worse than behutza bedafne. This is worse than behutza bedafne. It will fall. The Maharshal says it will fall. It's worse than behutza bedafne. Aritesa says that a minig of behutza bedafne you could do. The Rosh holds a minig of behutza bedafne you could do. A minig of gvil five you can do. Lefidim Arsho, why? Because it will fall. Lefidim Arsho, strong rocks. If they have a big base, they stand. If not, they fall. As they gave us. If we're in the Arsho, keep shooting. The Lefitesis, it will not fall. Lefidim Arsho, it will fall. Zog the Prisha, if he wants to be Koines Betoich Shaloi, Begvil Chomesh. So Lefidim Arsho, 3 days is good. 3 days is you allowed to build together such a wall. But if the Rosh, if the Baal Shor, that the Rosh learns that there were four, so let me buy him and the Omar that even Hutzah B'Dafni you can't because it's B'toch Shaloi. If the Yesh Mephoshim that we saw yesterday, you can't because it's B'toch Shaloi. Even if the Rosh that you could because it's B'toch Shaloi, but Hutzah B'Dafni, but this is worse. Masha'im can if we learn. Like the Nachlas David, it's a festive wall. Lefi de Nachlas David is a starke wall, Lefi de Nachlas David. It's a gesunde wall, right? What is the whole shahil? I don't want to spend money. I'm paying it myself. So, say Lefi, the Rosh, that you could be crazy with Tershalei Barutza Vedafne. Say, Lefi, the Yesh Mephoshim, that Barutza Vedafne, you can be kindness. Why? Amy Roitzel is Amis Imcho Bebezdin. I don't want to yell at you every day. Here you don't have to yell at me, it's a strong wall.
That's
only for the Yesh Mephoshim. The Rosh himself is a hole in this. I'm saying Mimonefshach, listen carefully. Said one more time, Mimonefshach. The Yesh Mephoshim hold you cannot be crazy boots of a Daphne. The Rosh hold you could. Zog the Prisha. If you learn like the Marsha, this wall is worse than boots of a Daphne. It will fall. So let me buy the Yesh Mephoshim, you can't be koines. Even if you're the Rosh, you can't be koines. Even if you're the Rosh, you can't be koines. Masha'im can. If you learn like the Nachlas David, the Nachlas David learns that it's a shtarke wall. So let me buy the Rosh, and you could be koines better than Shaloi Barutza V'Dafne. Here also you could be koines better than Shaloi Barutza V'Dafne. Even if you're the Yesh Mephoshim, that you can't be koines b'ter shaloi b'utzah v'dafne. Why you can't be koines b'ter shaloi b'utzah v'dafne? Because tomorrow it will fall. And I don't want to have something that tomorrow will fall. This will not fall. Lefid Nachlas David, this is a shtarke wall. It will never fall. The only reason is it's not worthwhile to invest so much money in such a crisis.
That is going in Chavukah and it hasn't been here.
It's a low kashu. This nega to the whole sugi. This stasis is going chaluk as a kriya. Well, it's not nega now. We're going to see what the stasis is talking. There's no difference chaluk as a kriya.
That means Elisha.
How man the omar chaluk as shtims man amay is a kriya? But all of these svores later of kveiri will explain. We said the kabbalah do mekava on himself to build a wall to feed the kolim of a kriya. This is what we answered already from the beginning. I said again, it's not Nagia now. Why? The Rishonim explained that the Sugya here is the same Gdorim of Ezekriya. I'm at the Omar Chaluka, the Kabbalah of the Kaisel was the Fid Gdorim of Ezekriya. That is not a cash now in the middle of the Cheshvin Nachlas Dovid, the Prisha of Fid Nachlas Dovid. Yeah? We'll go weiter. Mikol Makoim, so Lemaise, the Rosh holds. Lefid Nachlas David, that you don't build Gvil Chomesh. The Rosh learns you don't build Gvil Chomesh, and Tesis holds you build Gvil Chomesh. And we said Lefid Marshon Machlekes is Poshet. The Rosh holds it will fall. Masha'im Ken, Tesis holds it will not fall. And Lefid Nachlas David, Lefid everyone it will not fall. This is not worthwhile. Lefid Marshon, and Lefid Tesis, it is worthwhile. What is the machlekes? That the Rosh we say it's not worthwhile. You can't force me to build. To spend so much money to build a Gvil Chomesh. And Tesis souls, you're allowed to tell me to spend so much money. So it could be Malabatish. What is worthwhile? I saw Rabbi Liboruch as a Knech. Ken Zayin, the Rosh Leshitoso, that the Iker Hefsed of the Sugi is why you can't force a person to build Hutzah V'Dafne. Because he says, I don't want to spend my money for nothing. So Mela also here, I don't want to spend my money for building such an expensive wall. Tesis Bichlal didn't go with that svara. He went with the svara of the Rishonim that the reason I don't want to build a shvache wall because it will fall, it will be a hezekriya beine vebeine. Kiloshen Ramban and the Rashba. And Mela here it will not fall. The field will have four, but maybe there's no chisol. We'll go by it. So all of this is be'etzem in the first chelik of Tesis. Mamshich Tesis. another chidush. V'im toima, umay boi b'gimor ha'atul kemina gamedin el ha'asu yemay, umishani la'asu ye'asra d'nehige b'hutza v'dafne. Leim el ha'asu ye kemina kol ha'mekoimus mo yishono agu. V'nir el ha'rabinutam v'dafka b'hutza v'dafne. אבל פוחס מכאן אפילו נוהג ומנהג הד יצאו ומכיח מכאן יש מנהוגים שאין לי סמך עליהם אפילו איך נתן רק עוד מנהג המדין So the second חלק of Tesis Tesis is coming to be מחדש Tesis is coming to be מחדש that פוחס מהוצא ודפנה doesn't help הכל כמינה המדינה is דווקא הוצא ודפנה פוחס מהוצא ודפנה doesn't help the מערם learned that it's a המשך one Tesis The Rosh Taket, the first Chelik is in Simen Aleph, the second Chelik is in Simen Hey. But in Tesis, everything comes together. The Maram explains that could be it's a Hemshech Taket. Lo Yitzur Taket, you can't do the Shiurim less, so maybe this is what the Tanah meant, Lassu Yehutza V'dafne, and not Shiurim less. But while Tesis said that you could do the Shiurim how much you want, so Tesis is asking why to say Dafke Hutza V'dafne. Vidvi Taisa says, Lasu Yehutza Vedafne, but not less from Hutza Vedafne. Not less from Hutza Vedafne. Not less from Hutza Vedafne. The Ramban is Choylek and Taisus. And the Ramban says, Hakol Kemina Gamedine, Ali Hakol Kemina Gamedine, even more from Hutza Vedafne. Even more from Hutza V'dafne. Even more from Hutza V'dafne. So we have a machlekes. Tesis learns Dafka Hutza V'dafne, but less from Hutza V'dafne doesn't help. And the Ramban says Hakol Kemina Gamedine, even Hutza V'dafne. Now, we'll start to go to the next step. What would be in a place that is no minig bichlal? So we mentioned the beginning of Shir, Rabbi Yehine and the Rashbo. Zog Rabbi Yehine and the Rashbo, mokrim that is no minig bichlal. What you do? Zog Rabbi Yehine, mokrim that is no minig bichlal. You do levenim, but you can't do hutza v'dafne. ונראה בעיני, ובעיר חדושו, אין אחד מהם יוכל לא ימר אגדור אימחו בהוצה ודפנה, אלא בוינים קויסל שבפוחש שבקסולים הנזכורים במשנה, אוי בלווינים. ודייקינן לו, מלכתון יסייפה אקו כמינה גם מדינה, לעשוי בעשר דנהיגי בהוצה ודפנה. זאת אומרת רבי ניינה, בעשר, וואי בעשר דנהיגי? משמע, איפה זה מינג בהוצה ודפנה, you go to feel the hutzah v'dafne. But if there's no minig in hutzah v'dafne, you go to feel the veinim. So I say it's okay, b'niyein and the rashbo. If you have a minig, you go to feel the minig. If you don't have a minig, you go to veinim. Hutzah v'dafne only helps when there's a minig to do hutzah v'dafne. What's how the rosh? The rosh is masking for Rabbi Yehine. What holds the Rosh? He's masking the Rabbi Yehine? Or he holds that if there's no minig, you could do Hutza V'dafne? Why don't you bring me a raya from the Rosh and Simen Aleph? We'll start with the Simen Aleph. He's masking the Rabbi Yehine or not? Mokim that is no minig. What holds the Rosh? You do Levenim or you could do Hutza V'dafne? What holds the Rosh? Rabbi Yehine says if there's no minig, Levenim. You can't do Hutza V'dafne. If there's no minig, you do Levenim. If there's no minig, you do Levenim. You don't do Hutza V'dafne. Hutza V'dafne is only if there's a minig. And as Bora we explained already at the beginning of the Shir, we explained it very poshut, that Levenim is a koisel be'etzer. Levenim is a koisel be'etzer. Even if it's no minig, it has a shem koisel. Hutzavadafna is not a koisel. If it's a minig, it makes it hutzavadafna. But if it's no minig, and azay is mashma loshen aroshen simen aleph, I'm sorry, the Rosh and Simen Hey. Look in the I'm sorry, the Rosh and Simen Hey. V'chin mashma alosh in hakul la'asur k'leimar eizet dobo roi lemechitza chutz mo'isa furoshim b'mishne v'k'omar la'asur ye be'asra d'me'igye be'utza v'dafne. Asra d'me'igye be'utza v'dafne. D'avze nami kori mechitza b'mokrim sh'no'agu bo'y. Aval b'fokh isen roi lemechitza afim no'agu. So listen carefully, because we're trying to start the questions. So the Rosh, Rabbi Niene, and the Rashba say, "Klol, if there's no minig, you go to Filaveini." And we explain because this has a shame koisel. If you have a minig beutzer v'dafne, you do beutzer v'dafne. But if you don't have a minig beutzer v'dafne, and you have a minig less than beutzer v'dafne, you can't do beutzer v'dafne. You can't do less. So the minig is, if there's no minig, you do leveinim. If there's a minig in Utsa Vedafne, you do Utsa Vedafne. Till here it's glad. Till here it's glad. We'll go one more step. Listen carefully. One more step. So we said a city that doesn't have a minig, leveinim. If you have a minig, what would it be if you have a city that is a minig that they're not makpid on Hezekiah? We saw the Rosh brings down in the end of Simon Vav a city that they're not makpid on Hezekiah. They're already not in Chadosha, they're already 50 years, but they don't put a wall. You have to build a wall or not. And Gino state, if it's a meaning that you don't make a wall, you don't have to make a wall. Nechliku HaRishonim, what happens in a city that is a meaning not to make a wall? You listen to the meaning or not? You listen or not? You have a meaning not to make a wall. So we saw the Rosh brings down a machlekes. One sheet holds, Hazevi and Gina, if it's a minig not to make a wall, you don't make a wall. And the other sheet holds, no, you don't go bust out the minig. Zok the Rashbo, I have a raya, that if it's a minig not to make a wall, you don't listen to the minig. Why? Tesis and Rabbi Lutan said, that if it's a minig less than Hutsa V'dafne, you don't listen to them. Right? And you have to make a wall. Why? They're not makpid on Hezekiah. We see, we don't listen to them. So if they have a minig not to do, we also don't listen to them. Ikim Rabbi Sol de Firsh, the Fulul Mandomar is a Griash Mayazi. Hanavil Bir Hadosh. Aber Mokim Shinogu Kulum Shoyle Hakbid ala Ezekriye, Ein Mechai Vimoise Livnitz. Elohim Rotzot Koines the Turk Shaloi Viboine. Viv Uriam Ezekriye de Gine. ותעיד עליכו, זו דורות, לא, סנישת הזה. אבל אמרו משמי הזק, ודאי חוצר חמירו. ותעיד, זו כדר אשפו, ותעיד, דאפילו במוקם שלו הגוש שלו לגדו בחוצר מחי, דימוי זוי, I have a ראייה, מדקטוני במסניסים, עטול כמילה גם מדינה. ואמרים לו בגימור אלה, עשו ירוצה בדף. ואמרים לו, בשם רבינותם, לעשו ירוצה בדף, אבל הפוכס מרוצה בדפנה מנוקטורסו וכן כוסם רבינותם וכל שקר הגעה עצמכו פוכס מוצא ודפנה אין מנהוג ומנהוג שלא ילין דרכלה לכל שכן ואפילו תוימר דשאי נירוסו כיוון שמקפידים אין שמירוסו פחוסו מכאן לפי שצורך ליצה כתומד על חברוי מה בכך? כבר נוהג הוא שלא להקפיד על מה שצורך על חברוי זאת דרש בו We see there, even that it falls, that it falls the whole time, someone build a schwache wall, doesn't cost a lot of money, you pick it up every 2 seconds, and they're not makpi to be in such a matzah that every morning they have to pick it up. So, and even so, you're not listening to them. Kol sheken, if it's a minig, not to make a wall, don't listen to them. So the Rashba is bringing a riot, that if it's a minig not to be makpi than Ezekriye, if there's a minig not to be makpid as a kriya, we don't listen to the minig. Why? If Taisa said that it was a minig, lesem hutzav edafne, we don't follow the minig. Kol shekin, when there's a minig not to be makpid as a kriya, we don't follow the minig.
But now there's no hezekriya. But now there's no, they're saying the minig is that there's no
hezekriya. Why is no hezekriya?
The minig, the
hezekriya. Maybe later we'll answer the shit. The Rashba understands that it's a hezekriya. The Rashba understands that is a hezekriya.
No, he's saying that
it's not hezekriya. The Rashba understands that the people are not makpid as a kriya. They have a hezekriya, but they're not makpid. When they put a wall, every second it falls, they also have a hezekriya. And even so, we say we don't listen to them. As hezek the Rashba. As hezek the Rashba. So the Rashba says, I have a raya that if people are not makpid, we don't listen to them. Because if you tell me that you don't listen to lesson hutzav edafne, kol sheken, teida lechoshe, kol sheken. And the Rosh, we see that it's not a kol sheken. Because the Rosh himself says that pochis hutzav edafne doesn't help. And even so, the Rosh brings down 2 shittas. B'mokim shenagu shelo yiligdor, if it helps or not. The Rosh brings down 2 shittas. B'mokim shenagu shelo yiligdor, if it helps or not. So if the Rosh brings down 2 shittas, b'mokim shenagu shelo yiligdor, so the Rosh didn't hold from the kol sheken. So what is the vikuach? What is the vikuach? What is the vikuach? What is the vikuach? The Rashba holds, if it's mokim shenagu shelo yiligdor, we have to make a wall. We don't listen to that. The Rosh brings down a machlekes. Zog the Rashba, I have a kol sheken. If pochis mutzu v'dafne doesn't help, here also, for sure it will not help. And the Rosh doesn't hold from this kol sheken. He brings down that pochis mutzu v'dafne doesn't help, and later he has a shayle, the mokim shenagu shelo yiligdor. So it could be a lot of Hezberim, but the Poshta Hezber is, the Rashba learned that Pochis Mitzvah Daphne falls down the whole time. It's not a wall. So if the Rashba learns that it's not a wall, so the Rashba says, I have a Kal V'Chaymer. There's a wall that falls down the whole time, it's not a wall. And we don't listen to the meaning. So if they don't put out a wall, for sure we don't listen to the meaning. Tesis learned, the Rosh learned, that Pochis Mutzav Edafne doesn't fall down the whole time. But it doesn't have a shame koisel. But Rabban it prevents from Hezekriya. So these people that are makpid on Hezekriya, just they don't have a proper wall, we don't listen to them. But people that are not makpid on Hezekriya, we do listen to them. So this is the Machlekes. The Rashba learned that Pochis Mutzav Edafne in the cloud doesn't stand. He says it falls the whole time. So why we don't listen to them? Because there's so much hezekriya, we don't listen to them. Kol shekin, when they're not back within a wall, we cloud don't listen to them. And the Rosh learns, nay. The Rosh learns, Pochis Mutzav Edafne for sure helps for a couple of weeks. So why it doesn't help? Because it doesn't have a shem mechitzik, Loshen HaRosh. Ein roi le mechitzik. El chazavu metakin le mechitzik. But the mokim that they're not noyeg bichlal, can say, the mokim that they're not noyeg bichlal, Ken Zainu Bechai Gavne, you don't have to have a wall. L'maisa l'maskone, the Rosh says that even b'mokim sheloi nagu, you have to put on a wall. Till here, it's glad. So now I want to start the Ois Cheshbon. So we have Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that if the Noyek Pochis Mirutza V'Dafne, you don't listen to the meaning. Maskim? Ah. If we Noyek Pochis Mirutza V'Dafne, we don't listen to the meaning. We don't listen to the meaning. Pochis Mirutza V'Dafne, we don't listen to the meaning. We have another Yesoi that Be'ir Chadosho, we said, you can't do Hutza V'Dafne, Be'ir Chadosho, you have to do other Levainim, other Gvil, other Kvisim. So now I want to start to ask the Kashas. And we'll start. This is Be'etzim, where we start the Chesh. Listen carefully. Yes, listen carefully. You have an ear that is noyeg less from Hutza V'Dafne. We don't listen to the minik. Masking? So what do we do? Shai, what do you do? A city that is noyeg less from Hutza V'Dafne. So what will we have to do? I don't tell me Rosh. Tell me what to do. I'm asking you. Mokrim shenogu sheligdor bepochis meutza v'dafne. What do you do? Tell one word. Don't tell me arichas. What? What? State in the Rosh. Look at the Rosh. Look at the Rosh and Simon A. What the Rosh says? Shishi, what the Rosh says? Mokim shenogu bepochis meutza v'dafne. What do you do? What do you do? Shragi, what do you do, Mokim? What? What do you do? Mokim shenogu bepochis meutza v'dafne. What do you do? What's in the Rosh? What do you do? What? I can't hear. What do you do?
Stay there.
So what do you do? One word. Look in the Rosh. Simon Hay. You do Hutza V'Dafne. Simon Hay, the seventh line into seven. Six. We can hear the sixth one, not more than six. We don't have. Yeah? You do Hutza V'Dafne. Frag the world. Why Hutza V'Dafne? Ir Chadosho. What you do in the Ir Chadosho? Levainim. If Pochis Mutza V'Dafne is nothing, so go back to Levainim. What? They're not knowing Hutza V'Dafne. They're knowing Machzolos. They're nobody. They're nothing, right? If they're nothing,
no, but they're
machshev. They're not machshev. They do machzeres. So they're nothing. So now them minig is raised. If them minig is raised, so now you go to Levainim. As they break the chazanish.
They're not less than a wall.
I will ask you a second shailah. I will ask you a second shailah. Does state in the Rosh that you do Hutza V'Dafne? I want to be madrish. If the Rosh would learn that Be'ir Chadosha you do Hutza V'Dafne, not like Rabbi Yehine, so I don't have a kasha. If I would say that the Rosh learns that Be'ir Chadosha you do Hutza V'Dafne, so I don't have a kasha. Because it's like a Yechadosh. But we were magnim in the beginning of Shir that it's mashma in the Rosh, that the Yechadosh is masking to Rabbi Yehine, that you do levein. Only in the Mokim Shinoa Gubu Utsu V'dafme, it gives it the same koise. So now if the Noyeg less from Utsu V'dafme, so why we go up to Utsu V'dafme? Go back to levein. And I think that Lefi the Rashbo, I think that Lefi the Rashbo, B'mokoyim Shenoyagim pochis Mi'utza v'dafna Lefi the Rashbo, that it falls the whole time Mistome de Odu Levein. But the Shaila is, but the Rosh says klor that you do Utsa v'dafna. Why Utsa v'dafna? I will ask you a second kasha. Mokoyim Shenoyagim, not Yichadosho, and they're not knowing less than Utsa v'dafna. A city that they're not makpid on as a kriya. We saw that the Rishonim said, the Rashba said, we don't listen to them. And the Rosh also at the end of Simon Vov brings down that we don't listen to them. What do you build in that city, Yossi? What? So listen what you say. Again, a city that in Noyek Pochis Mehutza V'dafna, Zog the Rosh, Du Hutza V'dafna. Du Hutza V'dafna, yeah? Du Hutza V'dafna. If the Noyek less from Hutzav Adafne, upgrade to Hutzav Adafne. Hi, it's no meaning Hutzav Adafne. Why you don't go back to Levenu? I'm asking you now, Ir she'ein makpidim al hezekriyir. Ir she'ein makpidim al hezekriyir. So zog the Rabben Yehine, zog the Rashba, we don't listen to them. Some shit is whole. We listen to them, we don't listen. What wall will we build? Levenu or Hutzav Adafne?
There's no
meaning. One second, but they're knowing that they're not marking them more from that.
They're not
marking them. So you're telling me that you need a wall, right? Don't worry, we can't stop. We can't stop. There's a wall.
Listen,
we can't stop.
You're building a wall.
I'm not sure to wipe them up into the night. I can build also the
Daphne. They don't care.
They don't care. So I'm not listening to them. To make it a wall, I need Utsav Adafne. I need to make it Utsav Adafne. What is that on it? What is that on it? Why? Why Bechai Gavne, we go back to Utsav Adafne, and here we can go back to Utsav Adafne. So the Nusach would have to be something like you're trying to say. We have to understand that. What is that on it? If it's no Milik Taki, you go to Levenim. Place that they're not Machmin, you go back to Levenim. Here, Val, the Noyeg B'machzolo is... So, Be'etzen, the Noyeg in a Shvacher wall, so then Bechai Gavne helps. I will ask you the next question. Elo im rotzo, koyes letoich shaloi. Any more beautiful person says, I don't want to build together with you, I want to build myself. We saw two shittas, right? The Yesh Meforshim hold, I tell you, I don't want. And the Rosh hold, he could be koyes letoich shaloi, behutza v'dafne. Mask him? What if he wants to be koyes letoich shaloi, less than behutza v'dafne? He could or not? Again. They have to build together. He can't. What if he says, "I don't want to build together"? Elo koines letoich shaloi. Yesh mefolshim hol. I don't want. I'm scared will fall the whole time. The Rosh says, "If I want to do it myself, ma baya. I could do less than hutzav v'dafna or not." Loshen arosh. Elo koines letoich shaloi behutzav v'dafna. Why? Because less than hutzav v'dafna is not a wall. We said hutzav v'dafna beir chadosh is also not a wall. So why I could do with hutzav v'dafna? We have to have our Gdore. So I could do less than Mutzvah Daphne also?
Technically, yeah.
Don't tell me technically. I'm asking yes or no.
Yes.
You say yes. I think no. No, could be right.
The Rosh says not Gdore.
Al Rosh says, Im Rotzo Koyle Zatoich Shaloi Be Utsav
Adafne. No, because the Rosh says, but the case by a gang is not Utsav Adafne. We type Toich Shaloi.
But the Shaila is less from Utsav Adafne also?
Yes.
No. You say yes.
So it's not Dara. What's not Dara? It means you do
whatever you want. We'll ask the fourth question. Again, so we asked one question is, why? Why? The Nagu Beporis Mutsav Adafne, you go up to Utsav Adafne, go back to Levenim, Frank the Chazanish. Second kasha we asked, not only b'mokim shelo nagu b'orim zudav, b'mokim shelo nagu b'chlau, that the Rosh says that you have to have a wall. What kind of wall you will have to have there? Chutz v'dafna, or there you will have to build a good wall. And the third shayla we asking, b'koines b'toich shaloi, l'ti the Rosh. Chutz v'dafna, or less than chutz v'dafna, or you could do less than chutz v'dafna. Frank the Chazanish, I want to ask you the fourth question, Frank the Chazanish. B'mokim shenagu, but listen carefully before you answer. B'mokim shenagu meir, b'mokim shenagu begvil be'arba. Lefi teisves, it's good. Lefi the Rosh, b'mokim shenagu gvil arba, what is that aloha? What? Lefi the Rosh. Mokim shenagu begvil arba. What does it mean? Snagdu? So what he has to build? Six. Fayid chazanish, why six? The minig is not good here. Du levenim, shalosh.
Why do we follow?
No, they don't know what they're doing. So there's no good wall here. So I will make a wall. As they break the chazanish. Why? You're right. And the Rishonim state you do six gvil. Why six gvil? What? The meaning is gvil, but they're doing it wrong. So they don't. So they don't know what is a wall. If it's no wall, I will tell you what is a wall.
No, we said about that's considerable.
So I say these are the things that we have to be about. And we say, what are the four things that we have to be about? We'll stop here, we'll finish it tomorrow.
How close can we?